You want answers?
You haven't answered my question.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
You know how fast you were going?
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
You're gonna have to answer to the Coca-Cola Company.
You can't handle the truth!
Can we handle Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday? Oh, yes, every Friday. That's exactly what we do. Rafer, welcome.
Hi, John.
Nice to see you. We've got two of, it's fair to say, probably the beginning summer blockbusters to talk about this weekend. But let's get to something that people might miss if they focus too much on Dory and the fishbowl. The movie Tickled. It's a documentary, but that just begins to describe it here.
We stake out the studio, hoping to find out how a competitive tickling shoot goes down.
Can you see what the car's doing with Lofton?
Who's that guy?
Oh, that's Marco.
That's the guy from New Zealand.
Yep.
Hey, it's Kevin.
It sounds utterly trivial, sounds silly, unimportant, but it's not.
It begins as an investigation into what looks like a sport called competitive endurance tickling. Which you can find online. You'll see men fully clothed tickling each other with dead seriousness, at least until one of them starts laughing hysterically. The reporter is David Ferrier. He's a television reporter from New Zealand, and his partner, Dylan Reeve, explore this. And what they find is something far, far different. It's a pattern of power, control, abuse, where these men who participate in the videos, when they stop participating, the people who commissioned these videos begin to harass them, threaten them, smear them, publicly humiliate them.
And we don't want to spoil anything about this because there's a huge reveal at the end. We'll move on to the other two movies, but don't forget about Tickled, David Ferrier and Dylan Reeve. It's a documentary, but a whole lot more. And you would recommend this?
I would. It's in limited release now, just New York and LA, but it opens up much wider next week.
Finding Dory.
Dory!
Where did you go?
You were the one to go!
My parents! I remember them! Wait, what did you remember? I remember them! My mom! My dad! I have a family! They don't know where I am.
Animation, short-term memory, an aquatic species, what's not to love about Finding Dory? Is it a sequel that works?
Well, we all loved Finding Nemo, oh, right? Yeah. Who among us
Classic.
Does not, right? And Dory was a great sidekick. Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres plays the blue tang with the memory loss problem.
Made her career.
This might make me sound like a terrible person in this movie. I find Dory just a little bit irritating. I find that as a sidekick, she was very enjoyable. As the heroine of this story, her problems can get a little maddening as she leads everybody on these wild goose chases. But this is still a good Pixar movie. DeGeneres' voice is still great. Albert Brooks as Marlin is still wonderful. And Ed O'Neill from Modern Family and Married with Children, he plays Hank the Octopus. He's one of the film's best creations. It's no match for Finding Nemo, but I still think it's a great, fun, inventive kids film from Pixar.
A test of fun comes in our final movie this week, Central Intelligence.
Robert, I would like to go home now, please.
Buddy, you and me both. But until we clear our names, there's no going home.
I'm sorry, can you clarify that last sentence for me?
Yeah, well, now that you're in...
Let me stop you right there. I'm not in. I never said that I was in. In fact, I expressly remember saying that I was out.
I know, but they think you're in.
I'm freaking out! I'm out!
So is it just me, or does Dwayne Johnson sound a lot like Barack Obama?
I think that's just you.
That's just me. Anyway, Central Intelligence, a comedy?
Comedy, action comedy. That's Dwayne Johnson as a CIA super agent. Kevin Hart is his old high school friend. He ropes him into a mission. Pretty standard stuff, but, you know, these kind of comedies work when the team works, and these two are terrific together. And I have said it before, I'll say it again, I think The Rock is a terrific comedic actor.
Dwayne Johnson, pal.
I'm
not
going
to get an interview with him if you call him The Rock.
You're right about that. I'm sorry. He's great in this movie. What's great about him is he plays a guy who used to be an overweight nerd in high school and is now a big muscle guy, but he's still that kid inside.
Some Pixar animation makes that older character as well. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, John.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.